We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 28th, Mr. Ed Sheeran goes to a young brother named Rakim Stephen Tate. Is it Rakim or Rakim?
Rakim.
Oh, Rakim. Okay, I thought it was Rakim. He's 32 years old. I thought he was named after one of the greatest MCs to walk this planet, Rakim Allah. Drop one of Clues bombs for Rakim Allah. Anyway, peace to God. Now, we have all been in situations where we see someone yell out where they from. That's going to scare somebody. Because what folks don't understand is you from somewhere, I'm from somewhere, and nobody thinks the place they're from is full of suckers, okay? Doesn't matter if you're from the slums of New Jersey or the cul-de-sacs of Arizona. Everybody thinks where they from is the toughest because all they're thinking about in those moments when they're trying to be tough is the people who they know from those areas, and they want to rep for them, okay? They don't want to be perceived as cowards to the people, you know, back where they from, even though those folks probably ain't even thinking about your ass. All right? But you got to represent. But trust me when I tell you, don't nobody care where you from, fam. Okay? And Rakim learned that the hard way because he simply forgot where he was at. Let's go to the Law & Order Network for the report, please.
32-year-old Rakim Stephen Tate turned a bad decision into a worse decision when he entered the store armed. Security footage shows Tate walking inside carrying a gun under his right arm. He walks around the store before speaking with someone who is off camera.
I don't mean no harm. I'm just not from around here.
Well, you got any member?
I got a big gun. But I'm not from around here is what I'm saying. I'm from Chicago, bro.
Escambia County officials say the clerk noticed Tate was armed before he entered the store and ran to the back room to arm himself with his personal weapon.
What's that?
After leaving the store, Tate was charged with openly carrying a prohibited weapon and attempted robbery with a firearm.
God did was playing in the background of the store. And Rakim, you need to thank God for it all, okay? Because God did get your ass out of that store without you getting your head blown off, okay? What does your Uncle Sharla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Rakim, Florida is the epitome of you got guns, we got guns too. Okay, compliments to the chef, Raekwon, that is, because if you think for 1 second that you can just walk into an establishment in Florida screaming you from Chicago and you're going to scare somebody because you got a shotgun, nigga, please. Okay, my favorite part of this story is that Rakim Tate had this shotgun and he is heard on the audio asking the employee, what kind of gun is he holding? The employee responds, and I can't hear what he said, but whatever it was, made Rakim moonwalk his ass out of that store. Okay? That means that employee must have had something Donald Trump would call bigly. Because homie from Chicago thought he had a big-ass gun. He said it until he heard what the employee said he had. Keep in mind, it's Florida. In Florida, an AR-15 is easier to buy than a handgun. I repeat, in Florida, an AR-15 is easier to buy than a handgun. So I can't prove this, but I bet that's what the store owner was holding. Because that young man from Chicago realized in that moment, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Okay, the store owner had to have an AR-15, an M16, maybe an AK-47, whatever it was, made Rakim stop and say, what you holding back there? And after getting the answer and assessing the situation, Rakim translated whatever that store owner said to what Rakim Allah said, I ain't no joke. Okay, this is a very teachable moment, and I'll tell you why. Simply because Rakim is still alive. He could be dead right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, but God did! Because he could have just raised that shotgun up to threaten the store owner or to shoot the store owner. And it's no doubt that store owner would have vanquished Rakim to the depths of hell within seconds of him cocking that shotgun. Okay? But Rakim didn't do that. He asked the owner what he was holding. And when the owner told him, Rakim told himself he needs to retreat. So even though he's in jail, he's alive. So he has the opportunity to do better moving forward with his life. But it reminds me of this quote. It's not what you say to everyone else that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the greatest power. I said, it's not what you say to everyone else that determines your life. It's what you whisper to yourself that has the greatest power. This is proof. Rakim walked in and said, I'm from Chicago. Store owner didn't care. But when the store owner told you what he had, Rakim whispered to himself, let me get my stupid ass up out of here before I die. Now, Rakim has been arrested and charged with openly carrying a prohibited weapon and attempted robbery with a firearm. And when police arrested him, they told him, and I quote, you're not in Chicago anymore. You're under arrest. Please give Rakim Stephen Tate the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give Rakim the biggest hee-haw, please.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Yeah.
All right.
You need to hear that this morning, Rakim.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up next is Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, or any type of advice, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum Large Size Condoms.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.